Blessed be the name of the one holy and living God who is coming among us. Amen. There shall come forth a shoot from Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. A branch shall grow out of his roots. We sang that song when I was a ute, singing in the youth choir long, long ago. Every Advent, as we prepared for the coming of Christ, as we prepared for our nativity pageant, there shall come forth a shoot from Jesse. Anytime I read this passage, the song just sings in my head. And yet, there is something missing from that first line of the song. For if you paid attention, the words are, a shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse. A stump. It's an important word. Stumps are remnants of dead or diseased trees, or trees that we just didn't want anymore for one reason or another. Stumps are eyesores in our yards. Something to trip over. Something to pay someone a lot of money to grind down and haul off. We don't often think of stumps as sources of great wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and delight in the fear of the Lord. Stumps are sort of a nuisance. In a way, stumps are symbols of judgment. They represent the old, the fallen, the no longer useful things of life. And yet, stumps make good seats, places to prop ourselves when we are weary and heavy laden. Stumps can be lovely sources of live edge wooden tabletops. Some people plant beautiful flower gardens in the hollows of a stump that grow sumptuously and abundantly new life. On the Mississippi Gulf Coast, carvers took it upon themselves to carve elaborate sculptures out of the stumps that remained on the Katrina-stricken landscape. Sculptures of glorious sea creatures, of fish and dolphins and sea turtles, of waterfront birds and angels with their wings spread wide. Stumps can invite creativity, looking beyond what is there and bringing new life to that which was otherwise dead. Back in my Maui days, way back when, I remember the first time I saw a live fence. That is, a fence that was made out of fresh wooden branches as the posts. After a few seasons in that moist environment, the branches that were cut off and used for the posts took root. They began to bud, later to grow branches and leaves and more branches and more leaves till they were veritable trees intertwined, creating a live fence. Though they had been cut off, life still teemed within them. There is a deep down persistence, a propensity within the very cells of life, of those cut off branches, of those nuisance stumps, in the midst, in the middle of it all, a persistence and a propensity towards creativity, toward new life, toward growth, toward bearing fruit, toward hoping against hope, even for old stumps and cut off branches. While I'm not a proponent of Advent being a little Lent, which was the way things were back in the day, sometime along the way we decided to go blue rather than penitential purple, I can embrace the notion of Advent being a time when we take a deep breath and evaluate our lives. When we pull out the boxes, the books, the stories, the pictures, even the skeletons and stumps and branches from our closets of our lives, and we determine those areas that we need to let go of, that need to be burned with the chaff. And we determine those areas of our lives that might be reused, repurposed, revitalized. Advent is a time when we might ask ourselves the questions, what are the places in our own lives, in our community, that might otherwise be viewed as stumps, dead wood, or not? Where are the cut-off and isolated branches within you, within the world around us? How might we welcome God's gift of seeing anew, of revisioning and reusing and revitalizing? God's gift of breathing new life into things which seem old, like the church, and near death, like some of us. God's gift of encouraging growth in new directions with fresh perspectives. God's gift of drawing us into living out that deep down persistence of the Spirit that kindles hope and imbues us with joy at the impossible being made possible, at the way, the new way, emerging out of no way, at the mysterious tremendum coming to dwell within us, God with us. I plopped this hunk of oddness up here today for you to view. Whatever it is, you might decide. It was a gift to me. One of my favorite gifts. From my mother, made by a creative friend of ours, who threw pots and made beautiful pieces of pottery. I did not get a beautiful piece of pottery. Whenever a piece of pottery fell, she would not cast it off. She would not discard it. She would see in it possibility and hope, an opportunity for doing something new and creative that might not be necessarily beautiful in the eyes of some, but is indeed a breath of fresh air, a new life, out of something that might have otherwise seemed useless. Creative spirit. Advent invites us into a posture of hopefulness, invites us to have a spirit of creativity and a redemptive eye. May we be a people of hope and encouragement, a people who greet life with persistence, seeing the potential and possibility in all things and all whom we meet. May we embody Paul's words to Rome. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May we take the stumps and branches and lumps of clay that we find within and without, And may we use that persistence, that encouragement, that spirit of creativity, and that posture of hopefulness to bring new life to the world. Blessed be the name of the one holy and living God who is coming among us.